We thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're given to us. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you are dependable. You are consistent, faithful, loyal to your word, to perform your word. Lord, we thank you that you always love us. No matter what, you love us. And you always respond to our cry. When we lift a voice of faith to you, we thank you that you always respond, that you're always ever ready to hear the request of faith that's coming up to the throne room of God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you, Father, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you can be seated. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's so such an honor to be here tonight, and always never take it lightly to be able to bring the good word of God to God's people. And we thank Pastor and Mrs. Hagen that they've seen fit to allow me to be here and do this, and so we just never take that for granted. We ought never take the things of God for granted and how far God has brought us. And years ago, I was in a factory working, and I was believing God for good things. God had already spoken some things in my spirit. And I'm tired of working in the factory, and I'm tired of this, and I'm tired of that. And I'd forgotten how far God had brought me, how he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light, how he brought me out of sickness into health, how he brought me out of poverty into prosperity, and how he had been faithful to me even when I was unfaithful. So I was talking to him and complaining to him one day about, I'm sick and tired of this job that I have. And you told me, you called me to preach, and no doors have opened up. And on and on. And I spent some time at it and got myself all worked up. Now, I know none of you've ever done that. And so I understand why you're looking at me with those holy eyes that you got right now. But I worked myself up. And so finally, when I paused to catch my breath, the Lord began to speak to me and reassure me that the good things that he's spoken to me about, they're coming together, they're working on it. And the sad thing is that I had worked myself up so much that I said to the Lord, I said, well, it's been a long time coming. And the Lord spoke to me in the softest voice I've ever heard, full of love. And he said, you've been a long time getting ready. So I want to tell you tonight, don't get tired of where you're at. Be thankful for where God's brought you. Don't ever stop counting your blessings. Don't ever stop thanking God for the things that he's already done for you. Amen. Thank God you're on the way. Maybe you're not where you want to be yet, but you're on the way. Isn't that right? Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm on my way. Hallelujah. And so we need to recognize that. And so God can bring you where he wants you to be. How many of you believe that God knows where you are? God knows where you are. And he can bring you where God wants you to be. Amen. He's big enough to do that. And so he closes doors that no man can shut, and he opens doors that no man can close. And he makes the way smooth that's rough and looks impossible, but he makes a way right through there. We can sail right through. Glory to God. Isn't that right? And so sometimes we're on a road where it seems like it seems impossible. We've got mountains to climb and we've got valleys to go down into, and it seems like we're forever in the valleys. But I want to tell you that God can bring the valleys up and He can bring the mountains down. That's the kind of God that we serve. I'm just stirring you up a little bit. He said, what are you going to preach on tonight, Brother Yoder? I hadn't got to it yet. I hadn't got to it yet. But you know it's going to be good, glory to God, because you know, one of the things that I learned to do is you got to learn to stir yourself up. I'm just stirring you up a little. Come on, just shake yourself a little bit. Now just say this with me. I think I'm being stirred. Say this with me. I'm letting myself be stirred. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you came into this building tonight just doing your Sunday night thing. I'm here. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go get some pizza. And I want to tell you something. You got to raise your expectations a little bit higher than pizza if you want something from God. I know you're believing for good pizza, but I want to tell you, raise your expectations a little higher. Come on now. Amen. I mean, if you need some help, just tell your neighbor, push my head back so I can look up. Come on, you got to get stirred up. Just because nothing has changed in the last while doesn't mean that God's not working on your behalf. You ought not get tired of where you are. He said, Brother Yoder, you wouldn't say that if you were where I'm at. I said, you ought not get tired of where you're at. Because you're not the only one that's there. God's there with you. He knows what you're going through. He knows where you're at. And the Bible lets you know that there's always one way out of wherever you are. Come on now. God never allows you to be trapped without a way out. The enemy put a trap in place, and he may feel like you got you in there. But I want you to know that God has always made a way out. The devil has never one time outsmarted God. And if you think that the trap that you're in, there's no way out, then you're believing the lie that the devil has won over God. That's a lie. Look at your neighbor and say, that's a lie. That's a lie. Fake news. Come on, don't get quiet on me. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you stirred up? Come on now, are you stirred up? I don't know if you're stirred up yet. I got a few people stirred up. Stirred up, ready. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I like this verse right here. I'm going to read it to you out of the New King James Version. It says, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. And I want you to get hope just to share with you tonight a little bit of the significance of this verse right here. Paul said this, he said, that David of old believed and he spoke. And he said, I'm going to act like David. I'm acting like David because I got what David has. He said, I have the same spirit of faith that David had in Psalm, that David talked about in Psalms 116, verse 10. He said, I got the same spirit of faith. And we can shout and glory to God, and we look at David and we clap and say, yay, he killed Goliath and he killed the bears and he killed the lions and he slew the Philistines and he became the king and he's a great big hero. He's one of my heroes. awesome. And then you look at the Apostle Paul, and man, nobody could stop him. He was a mighty man of God, shipwrecked and beaten and stoned and everything. They left him for dead, but he got up again and he went down the road and preached again. Oh, that's one of my heroes. But you see, that's the problem. We look at those guys and then we get this idea. We get this idea that we sometimes do when somebody does something that's beyond the norm, and we say God is using them in a special way. And we appreciate the hush that happens when we say that. God is just using them in a special way. And I'm not taking anything away from King David and the Apostle Paul. Not at all. Because they're certainly great role models. Isn't that right?
Right.
Role models of faith. But the verse didn't say that they were the ones that had the spirit of faith. And we have a little window to look into that. The Bible says here, 2 Corinthians 4:13, it says, since we, last time I checked, we includes us, all of us who are born again. We who are born again having the same spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith that David had. Same spirit of faith that Paul had. We got the same thing, glory to God. Same thing. Same thing. Years ago, some lady stood up to prophesy and gave a message in tongues. And when she got done, she looked at the pastor like, you give the interpretation. And she kind of motioned to him. And before the pastor could do anything, there was a young man that was there that probably was not considered the brightest person in the congregation. And everybody kind of knew that and didn't expect much from him. But he brought forth an interpretation of that message in tongues. And it was good. It was legitimate. But the lady was unhappy that some simple-minded person could interpret the message in tongues that she so importantly gave. And so she got up and she gave another message in tongues. And she looked at the pastor. You give that interpretation. And the simple-minded young man, he got up, didn't know what else to do. He turned around, looked at everybody, and he said, same thing, same thing. Some things just aren't any different. God help us not to think that we got a different kind of faith than Paul and David had.
Amen.
We got the same thing.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to say it with me. Same thing. Same thing. When you read about David, you ought to say, I got the same thing. You read about the Apostle Paul, I got the same thing. Some of you are looking at me like, oh my goodness. The Bible in basic English says this verse this way, but having the same spirit of faith as it is written in the writings, the words of my mouth came from the faith in my heart. In other words, it came from the spirit of faith that's within me. I began to speak out of that. And he said, and then he went on and said, in the same way, Paul says, our words are the outcome of our faith. In other words, they're the expression of what we believe in our heart. It is the attitude that we have within that's coming out. Anybody ever seen somebody with an attitude? Attitudes can be seen. Attitudes are heard. Good and bad. Amen? The Easy English Version says, it says in the Old Testament, I believed and so I spoke. And we believe by the same Spirit. Now listen to this. So, we also speak because we believe. Why are you talking? Because you believe. It ought to, the words that come out of your mouth ought to be because of the believing that you have down inside of you. That word that's down inside of you. You ought to open your mouth and let that come out. See, one of the things that was my problem back there in the factory was that my speaker was not hooked up to my believer. It's hooked up to something else. And so you have to understand that as Christians, we're designed to have our believer and our speaker hooked up together. Our heart and our mouth work together. And when it doesn't, it's abnormal. Everybody say abnormal. You see, so when you say something different than what the spirit of faith that's within you would say, then that you've moved over into an area that's abnormal. It is not normal for a Christian to say something outside the realm of faith. He said, Brother Yoder, please, can I say something? Brother Yoder. I just don't think you're in touch with reality. And there are times, my friend, when it doesn't seem like faith is the answer, or that it's possible. And somehow we've got to manage things and move things around and figure things out and do what we can. And hope to God he'll do the rest. Just seems that way sometimes. And I know that nothing that I'm saying tonight excuses us from not acting and doing what we ought to do. But I believe that if you have a spirit of faith and know how to use it, which you do have it. You do have it. The Bible says you have it. It says we have it. We're not trying to get it. We got it. We got it. Say it with me. We got it. We got it. Now look at somebody else and says, I hadn't lost it either. I got it. I got it. Amen? And so we have to recognize then, excuse me, that we have to use our faith. And then once we activate our faith, we go and act according to that faith that we have. Amen. We don't go out and do things apart from faith. When I go out, when I go to do my work or you go to do your work, it ought to be because of the spirit of faith in you. Isn't that right? And it shouldn't be apart from the faith. You ought not leave your faith at home and say, okay, I got a job to do. I guess I'll put in my 8 hours. When I come home, glory to God, I can come home, pick up my Bible, and I'll pick up my spirit of faith again. No, friend, listen. Spirit of faith is on the inside of you. Go to work because you have a spirit of faith, because you believe. Somebody asks you, say, how are you doing? Don't throw up all over yourself trying to, you understand what I mean? Don't get that morning stuff all over you. Show up with the spirit of faith. Let the spirit of faith speak. People ask me, how are you doing? I tell them I'm doing well. I always tell them that. Doing great. Doing well. Excellent. Say, Brother Yoder, tell me the truth.
tell me the truth, Brother Yoder. Are you always doing well? Well, sometimes it's a fact. Sometimes it's by faith. Nevertheless, I'm doing well. Nevertheless, I'm doing well. And even if it's not a fact, in other words, it's not, my circumstances don't show that, yet on the inside, it is well. It is well. Amen. How many of you know you can be doing well in the middle of some bad circumstances? Why? Because you got the same spirit of faith. Say it with me. I got the same spirit of faith. I got the same victory. I got the same triumph. I overcome like the other, like Paul and David. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I appreciate about this ministry, is because the leadership has a spirit of faith. I like this campus. Why? You can walk on it and there's a possibility atmosphere here. There's a spirit of faith in the air here. You know what I'm saying? And so that's one of the great things about this ministry, is that we have leadership, Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, that can express a spirit of faith. How many times that they've come up against situations where other people might quit, but the spirit of faith rises up on the inside of them. They've learned how to look on the inside. They've learned how to look to the things of God rather than the circumstances. They've got an attitude of faith. Attitude of faith. Now, let me just tell you something right here. You're going to have some kind of attitude. You might as well have an attitude of faith. Because if you don't have an attitude of faith, guess what? I'm not sure I'd like the other options. You know, you see somebody's got an attitude of love. You know, we appreciate that. And it's amazing. You know, you see love in action. And then you got somebody that's got a bad attitude. And people just want to get away before they get hurt, you know, kind of thing. And so, now, I'm just going to put this in. And this is a little food for thought. Now, I'm not trying to win your popularity vote on this. I'm going to tell you that ahead of time. But all you people who put rants on Facebook, that's your attitude showing. You might want to smile right now so they don't think I'm talking about you. But you know who you are. And I just want to tell you something. There's a better way to handle your problems than putting a rant on Facebook. Somebody's not nice to you, and you go rant on Facebook about the person not being nice to you. I mean, who's doing the worst job? One person did it to one another person. Another person went and took it public. Come on now. Don't get quiet on me. I'm talking about the spirit of faith. Amen. Spirit of faith wouldn't talk like that. Yes. I said the spirit of faith wouldn't talk like that. Spirit of faith would believe for that person. You don't know what that other person is going through. You don't know what kind of news they just got. Spirit of faith. Let me give you real quickly five things. Five things that will help you, that you can have, that you can experience in life. Let's put it that way. Because you have a spirit of faith. I didn't say hallelujah. I didn't hear any response on that at all. Okay. I know you went into deep thought right there. You're writing down? I hadn't given it to you yet. Oh, you're getting ready. All right. Are you ready for five things that you can experience because you have a spirit of faith? Look at your neighbor and say, he's getting ready to talk about you. Talk about you. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:14 says, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. Now listen to this. We can experience the resurrection power of God. That's one of the things. If you have a spirit of faith, you can tap into the resurrection power of God. If you're down, he can bring you up. If you're out, he can bring you in. If you're at the back, he can put you at the front. If you're not, don't know where you're at, he can put you someplace where you know where you are. Amen. If you don't have any connections, you can just understand that you got the divine connection. And beyond, and you know, let me tell you something. When you got the divine connection, you can go anywhere in the world that he tells you to go, because he's the master connector. Don't be worried about promoting yourself. Don't be worried about positioning yourself. Don't be worried about manipulating things so that it comes out the best for you. God is your connection. You got resurrection power. You got enough power available to put you where God wants you to be. Come on now, don't get quiet on me right now. Don't be relying on your own efforts to get you where you think God wants you to be. If God told you where he wants you to be, he's got enough power to bring you there. Your job is to believe it, not to perform it. Your job is to declare it, not to do it. I know this is so exciting tonight. I can tell by the look on your face. I know you can't hide. Sit back down, sit back down. All right, let me finish my preaching. But you understand that you can experience resurrection power. If you're saved, you've already experienced the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus that lifted you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Come on now. Some of you have been in impossible situations, and he brought you out, put you on the solid word of God, and made you stand. Hallelujah. Nobody can tell that you were ever in a bad spot. And if you'd have to tell somebody for them to believe that you were in a bad place, because God's done such a good work in you. Resurrection power. Say it with me. Resurrection power. Hallelujah. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that's available to you. We're talking about same a thing. Same power. Same power. I think the name of this sermon tonight is same a thing. I don't know. Spirit of faith or something like that. But anyway, you need to recognize. You need to recognize when we're talking about the Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. God raised him from the dead. Oh, yes. The Holy Ghost went down and got him out of there. The next day, we find those same people. I'm trying to get through life. Just trying to hang on. Hope I'm breathing through at the end of the day. You know, what happened to the resurrection power? My God, you wouldn't believe what my boss told me. He's mad at me. I'm talking about resurrection power. Somebody says, you know, I've been trying to sell, and I just ain't got anything. You didn't want anything I got. I've been blah, 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 blah. Resurrection power. Hallelujah. Number two, we can experience God using us to bring increase in the kingdom of God. We can experience God using us to bring increase into the kingdom of God. Now listen to 2 Corinthians 4:15. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, by having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. What is Paul saying? He's simply saying that what I do, the exercising of my faith, operating in a spirit of faith, he said, I'm doing that for your sake, so that you can abound and so that you can receive the grace that I've received. And I'm going through what I'm going through so that people can hear and so people can receive. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. A spirit of faith will get you out of your selfish thinking. It'll cause you to quit focusing on yourself so much. It'll help you to realize there's more than enough for you and for everybody else. That God is not about to run out, and you don't have to push your way to the front of the line to receive just in case he's going to run out and doesn't have anything and I'm going to have to trudge back home, you know, say, I didn't have any. God didn't have enough today. I'm telling you, I just having to do without. I'm just having to make do. I'm just telling you, I don't know what's wrong, but I'm just, forget that junk. Come on now. Listen to me. Listen to me. God has more than enough. But we get so focused on our own comforts, and we get so focused on our own desires and the things we want. And I want this and I want that. And I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. A spirit of faith will give you a bigger picture than that. I know some of you are trying to check out on me right now, but I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. That's exactly why you don't have enough for yourself, is because you're not helping enough other people get what they need. Paul said it's for your sake. It's for those people's sake out there that need the gospel. That's why I do what I do. Paul said, I know how to be empty, and I know how to be full. I know how to abound, and I know how to be abased. I know how to do without, and I know how to act with plenty. Amen. It doesn't matter. God is more than enough. It really isn't about Paul. It's about the people that he ministers to. Amen. And I want to tell you something. We ought to get over ourselves. Yes. We ought to get over ourselves and start thinking about blessing others and start reaching out and ministering to others. And I want to tell you something. Become a vessel that God can use. Why is that so important? Because the privilege of the vessel is this, that what flows through the vessel sticks, some of it will stick to the vessel. But you know, if you just become a container, you're going to run out. Be a vessel so there's always enough. Be a vessel. Let it flow. If everything seems stopped up, I'm going to tell you, you ought to see about becoming a vessel. Change your focus. Go try to find somebody to help. Bless somebody. Job had ever a problem that you could think of in the book, and the Bible says that God turned Job's captivity when he prayed for his friends. He got his eyes off himself, and he started praying for others. I'm telling you, there's a spirit of faith rose up in him, and he began to reach out to others in the midst of his sickness and his pain and despair and sorrow and loss and grief. He reached out to somebody else. And I'm telling you, the Bible says that God blessed Job with double what he had before. Sometimes the way to more looks like giving up what we got. Of course, that's another sermon for another time. You can look forward to that. Hallelujah. We got to keep moving. Number three, we can experience renewed strength in our hearts. We can experience renewed strength in our hearts. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. I'm talking about God renewing me on the inside. A spirit of faith re-energizes on the Word of God and upon the truth of God's Word. I'm telling you, something on the inside. I know the commercial that they got that Energizer bunny that keeps going and going and going and going, and there's something that makes it keep going, and the rabbit looks funny and all of that. You don't have to be like that. You've got something better than the Energizer bunny. You are energized by the divine strength of God. I'm telling you, it may feel like your body's dragging, but something on the inside is moving you along. It's the strength of God. Recently, some of you know, we were in Peru, and we had a 33-hour bus ride. And at the end of that bus ride, about 7:30 in the morning, the pastor of Jim Andrews' church asked me, he said, "Would you? I know you're tired, but," he said, "would you preach at our church this morning? It starts at 10 o'clock. I said, "Yes, it's what we do." I didn't ask my buddy. I didn't ask how I felt. I said it by faith. If I'd have gone by how we felt, how I felt, or how what my body said, we said, "No, no, find me a bed. Don't bother me for about 6 days." But I'm telling you, there's something on the inside. When there's a spirit of faith, you allow the spirit of faith to rise up on the inside. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Amen. And there's something that causes you to do more than you think you can. Yes. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." We're not depending upon natural strength. We're not depending upon, you know, we're not depending upon the fact that we've been, you know, faithfully working out at the gym. Amen. Saw this cartoon just recently where the doctor looked at the patient and said, how many workouts at the gym do you estimate that you have skipped? And so sometimes, you know, it's not about that. I know, I believe we ought to be in the best shape possible. Isn't that right? You ought to take care of your body. Like Brother Hagin said, you know, bodily exercise profits little, but he said you ought to get what little it profits. You know? Isn't that right? And so, we ought to, you know, I understand that. But I want to tell you something. In the end, you do what you can. But on the other hand, I'm going to tell you something. I don't put my faith in the gym. I don't put my faith in the fact that I've walked 6 miles today. Although those are good things to do. Isn't that right? Don't get quiet on me when I mention things like that. I'm talking about depending upon the strength of God that rises up on the inside. And as you step out in faith, glory to God, that strength begins to spread. It starts spreading throughout you, and it begins to get into your legs, and it gets into your arm, and it gets into your shoulders. Glory to God. And as you take some more steps of faith, I'm telling you, you forget how tired you are, and you begin to realize that you can do something that you never thought you could do. Glory to God. I'm talking about the spirit of faith on the inside helps you to tap into the strength of God, renewed on the inside day by day. Sometimes we get into situations where it seems like hopelessness takes over. It looks like nothing will ever change. And it seems like we go through terrible things, tragedies and trauma that just absolutely pounds on us. And it seems like the very insides of us have been pulverized to a pulp and can't even describe anything anymore. I'm telling you, when those things happen like that, I want you to know the devil's out to break your spirit. But I want to tell you something. It's like beating on a brick wall, glory to God, because there is a spirit of faith on the inside of you that may take some hammering. It may take some beating. It may take some pushing, take some shoving. And it may take a tragedy here and a trauma over here. And it may take some tireless work. Some tiring work over here. But I'm telling you, there's something bigger than all of that on the inside. It's called the spirit of faith and the strength of God. Rise it up on the inside of you. Come on now. Number four. We can experience victory over the temporary trials of life. I said temporary. Underline that. Temporary. Because 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Paul said, after about all the difficulties he went through, he said those things are temporary, and he said they're light afflictions. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not looking forward to being stoned and left for dead, but Paul was that way. He was left outside the city, left for dead because they thought he was dead. He called it a light affliction. And then we get a little something. I think I got something wrong. We got a little twinge right here in our shoulder. Oh, no. I don't think I can go to work today. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm just telling you the difference between operating with a spirit of faith and something else. I'm not against you going, if you got something wrong, you go get it checked out.
That's right.
But even if you go to the doctor, I've had people come to me and say, "Brother, you ought to pray for me. I'm just afraid of going to the doctor. Would you please pray that God would heal me so I don't have to go to the doctor?" It's useless to pray for somebody like that. Mm-hmm. You know why? They're not in faith. They're in fear. Yeah. You got to get them out of fear of going to the doctor and get them in faith. Even if you go to the doctor, do it, walk in faith, believing. They're just doing their job. Don't get mad at them when they say, "You know, I've got some bad news for you." "Oh, I rebuke that." They're just doing their job. Don't get mad at them. If you're going to get mad at somebody, go home and get mad at the devil. Should have been mad at him to begin with. Isn't this something? What do you call this anyway? What am I doing anyway? Stirring you up. Yes. Letting you know you got a spirit of faith.
Amen.
You. Amen. You got a spirit of faith.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, "I think he's talking about you again." Don't let the problems of life get you down. Instead, look on the inside. So blessed be God, I may have a few problems, but I got something bigger than that. I got the spirit of faith. And I call those things temporary. I call those things to come to pass away from me in Jesus' name. Amen? And so we look at our problems with the eye of faith, with the spirit of faith. We believe what God's word says, and we speak out of our mouth and call those things that be not as though they were. Isn't that right? In the name of Jesus. Number five, we can experience the invisible resources of God in this life. 2 Corinthians 4:18, "While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Let me tell you something. You may look like you don't have anything, but I want to tell you something. If you got the Word of God, you got a lot more than you think you do. Isn't that right? And since we have the same spirit of faith, I know how to tap into what the Bible says, and I know how to bring it from the Bible into my life. Amen. Isn't that right? I know that in the invisible realm, there's much, much, much more than what I can see in this life. And in this life, people got fences, and they say, "This is my stuff. You keep away from my stuff. This is my stuff. You can't have any of it." But I want you to know something, that there is a spirit of faith that knows how to tap into an invisible reservoir in the spirit realm and tap into the things that God has for us. They might fence everything up and put things out of our reach in this world, but I'm telling you right now, I've got resources they know not of.
That's right.
I got the spirit of faith. I call the promises of God into my life. I call the promises of God to come to pass in my life. They tell me that you're not qualified for this and you're not qualified for that and you can't have that. But I'm telling you, I have the spirit of faith. Jesus Christ qualified me for the invisible resources of God. And I'm telling you, when I exercise the spirit of faith, let me tell you something. Heaven's within reach. And all that heaven has becomes available to me. Amen. And you ought to recognize that you have more than you think you do. Amen. Stand up with me. I want you to realize you got more. I hope to God you don't leave like you came. Personally, I believe it's abnormal to come to a service like this and not experience some kind of change on the inside and in your life. That if you go home and your expectation level hasn't been raised, something's not right. You need help. Perhaps you're here tonight and you're kind of looking from the outside in. You're saying, I'm listening to what you say, but I'm not even saved. I don't even know Jesus is my Savior. I don't know about that spirit of faith business you were talking about. I don't even know Jesus. And I'm here to tell you tonight that you can know Jesus in your heart. You can receive Him as your Savior. And when you receive Him as your Savior, you can receive forgiveness. You can receive the measure of faith, which the Bible says is the gift of God. And you can start believing and start tapping into more than what you had available to you before. God Almighty Himself will work on your behalf. Jesus died on the cross for you. He didn't do it for Himself. He did it because of you. If you're here tonight and you have never asked Jesus to be the Lord and Savior, I want you to raise your hand right now because you need to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you want to go to heaven, then I want to tell you that's what you got to have. That enables you to receive heaven and all that heaven has for you. You simply raise your hand and say, I need Jesus in my life. Let me see your hand right where you are. Maybe you've done that already, but you have drifted away and you've kind of been living away. You've not really been in fellowship with God. And you say, I want to make sure I'm right with God. And I want to make sure that I'm in fellowship with God. I want to be able to operate the way you've been describing tonight. And you lift your hand right now. You lift your hand right now. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you wherever you are in this room. I want to make sure that everybody knows Jesus in this place. Anybody at all that needs prayer along those two lines, you need to rededicate your life, restore fellowship with God, and or you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Anybody in the room right now? I'm looking over this great room, this congregation right now. And I'm going to wait just a moment. If you need Jesus as your Savior, you need to get in fellowship with God. Get back in fellowship with Him. I want you to raise your hand. I want to pray for you. God cares about you. He loves you. He did everything that He's done through Jesus just so that you could have what He offers you tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Doesn't seem like everybody in this room is saved. If you're watching by chance on television, I'm going to pray for you right now. Stretch your hands toward the television right now. We're not ready yet. Stretch your hands toward the television right now. We're going to believe for you. Those of you that need to get right with God, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Those of you that need to have Jesus as your Savior, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I ask Jesus to come into my heart. I make Him my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of all my sin.
thank you for being my Father and that I can be your child. Thank you, Father, that I'm a member of the family of God. And I promise this, to live for you, God, all the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. You prayed that prayer? I encourage you to call a number, whatever information, put the information on the website, partnerservices@rhema.org. You can do that. Just send them an email. Let them know that you received Christ, and we'll be able to help you. Those people will be able to help you. And so we want to thank God that God is doing a good thing. Amen. I know it's time to go, but I just sense this right now, that there's somebody here tonight. You've been bothered with, I've had this the whole service. I thought maybe it was just me, but you've had this tremendous pressure, pain, tenseness up in all down through the shoulders, all the way up through your neck, and it has just pounded you. And if that's you, I want you to come. I want to pray for you right now. Just get down here now. I want to pray for you in Jesus' name. Just come quickly if that's you. We're going to wait just a moment. I'm going to pray for people right now. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, right? I loose you from the enemy's work in the name of Jesus. Command you to be free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I loose you from that oppression. Command it to come off of you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands up. Now thank him. There's that. There it is. You got it? You got it? All right. Just lift your hands up. There it is. Be free from the top of your head all the way down. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that oppression of the enemy. Command it to go in Jesus' name. Be free. Be free now. Be free now. I said be free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Check that out, guys. You ought to be able to see a difference. Now, you got it? You got it? All right. How about you? Is it different? All right. Hallelujah. We're talking resurrection power. What about you, ma'am? You like it? You like that?
I do.
You do like that? Ah! Bless the Lord. All right, prayer team, you can come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I sensed like the Lord, that the Lord wanted me to pray for tonight. And then we have prayer teams here, ladies on this side. We got the guys on this side. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for what he's able to do in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. These people right here are ready to pray with you. They got the spirit of faith. Of course, you do too. Amen. And so maybe you need somebody to just add their faith to yours, to obtain what God has. Amen. And you need somebody to agree with you, and that's what they're here for. They're not going to counsel you. They're not going to give you an in-depth Bible study. But when you come down here believing that you'll get the help you need. Amen. And so we thank God for that. Connection team, if you would go to those first-time guests and bless them by taking them to receive a gift that's been prepared for them. First-time guests, we want to say thank you again for being here tonight. Let's give them a great big hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're glad that you're here tonight. We look forward to seeing you again. And we want to encourage you to have a great week. Go. You got the spirit of faith. You got what it takes. Amen. Don't let the devil lie to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it with me. I got the spirit of faith. Same spirit of faith. Same a thing. Amen. Glory to God. Hour of Power, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Come expecting, and we'll talk to you soon. God bless you.